And good morning. Time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on this bright, beautiful, blue sky, sunny day here in southwest Louisiana. I'm Cecil Doyle. Got some good sounds over the next 60 minutes. Keep the radio within earshot. Going to go back a couple of years to the album by the Cowboy Junkies from the Nomad series, Volume 4, the album called The Wilderness. But we began with this, the fifth album from the group Deep Dark Woods. New album Jubilee from Sugar Hill Records. From it, let's go down to Bourbon Street.
Street before long. I'll be back on Bourbon sure is a lot to see. When I hear those big jets whining, makes me want to leave. I've never been to Paris, still never been to Maine. I sure like California, I could leave on the next plane. But I hear your voice calling me, begging me to stay. I'm torn, I'm tattered, the sky's turned to gray. My mind is numb, I haven't slept, and my heart aches for you. If I stay here, my darling, I don't know if I'll make it through. Just feeling a relief.
Good morning, once again. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. I was sort of fighting with a machine, kind of like 2001, A Space Odyssey or something. We were listening to Cowboy Junkies, the Timmons siblings there, Margot, Michael, and Peter, from an album that came out a couple of years ago. They did a series called the Nomad Series, and that was Volume 4 of it, and it was entitled The Wilderness. And the track we heard was The Confession of Georgia E. Before that, we started with two numbers from the brand new album by Deep Dark Woods. It's called Jubilee. We heard 18th of December and began the program with Bourbon Street. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Time to look at the weather. And it couldn't be nicer. Sunny on the outside. High today of about 81. North breeze at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Low of 54. Currently, it's beautiful, clear, blue skies, 68 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. KRVS will be broadcasting Festivals Acadien et Creole live from Girard Park all Saturday and Sunday. Well, beginning at 12 noon, we'll head straight to Girard Park. We'll have a tent set up there. We'll be bringing you music from the festival both days. When you can't be there, you can keep up with the festival. We'll be broadcasting from two stages. Again, that's at 88.7 or online at krvs.org. The sunshine in with that music, and we're going to head next to a track of music that will begin with I played this song just a few days ago, but I can't get it out of my head. First off, I was just like kind of annoyed by it because it was just too much of a ripoff of the Shadows of Night's version of Gloria, but it's really grown on me. This is from producer Ethan Johns, who has produced many classic albums over the past decade or two. He's got his first solo release as an artist. It's called If Not Now, Then When. It came out a few months ago. From it, this is Don't Reach Too Far.
What you do?
Wow, going back to 1970 there, and the one-hit wonders out of Pittsburgh, the Jaggers, and their big hit called The Rapper. Before that, Cassinet's Cats Super Circus from around that same time period. It was sort of a bubblegum supergroup put together by the guys that produced a lot of those bubblegum hits, like the Ohio Express and 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Jerry Cassinets, and Jeff Katz. And they're one of my favorite songs. I've always liked it, that one, Quick Joey Small. There was some good bubblegum coming out of that that studio and that production company. Swingin' Medallions before that with their mid-60s frat boy classic, Double Shot of My Baby's Love from the Midwest. They came out of Cleveland. Then the legendary Shadows of Night before that, doing Shake and riffing on the Shadows of Night and them. Most likely the tune Gloria, Ethan Johns, and the inspiration there, obviously, for his tune Don't Reach Too Far from his new one, If Not Now, Then When. If Not Now, Then When? You're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Next Monday, October 14th, the Cane Fire Film Series presents a documentary entitled Good Old Frida. And it is a documentary, once again, about Frida Kelly, who is the secretary to the Beatles throughout their entire career and I think beyond. That will screen next Monday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. in the James Munkus Theater. I have a free pair of tickets. If you can come pick them up here at the studio, if I mail them to you, there's a chance you might not get them in time. But if you can come to the KRVS studios and pick up a pair of tickets to see Good Old Frida, presented by the Cane Fire Film Series next Monday night at the James Munkus Theater, the ACA, I'll give it away to caller number 4. 482-6991, 482-6991. Badfinger sounded so good earlier. Let's do some Badfinger with a Paul McCartney composition. This was their first big hit, Come and Get It.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it, anytime I can give it. Cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and his money? If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going
Finger sounding better than ever. That's their first big hit, Come and Get It. And we have already given it, that ticket to good old Frida away. We'll be giving another pair on tomorrow's Medicine Ball Caravan. These are Carbon Poppies.
I wanna waste my time with you. It
Brass Bed, I'd Rather Take a Bullet for You. The Secret Will Keep You is their most recent album. And it was also a single close to a year ago, I guess now. Before Brass Bed, we heard a classic from The Association, Along Comes Mary. Carbon Poppies before that, with about half of Brass Bed involved in that outfit. Waste My Time, and we began with Badfinger, coming back in a big way with Come and Get It. That was taken from the album Magic Christian Music and also on the soundtrack album to The Magic Christian. Stay tuned. Coming up next at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. And I think today's edition of The Exchange will feature Eric Adcock. That's all coming up later today right here on Public Radio. We're going to listen to something, a new album by Paul Newme. The new release is called Something Sacred, and a number he calls Elijah.
Elijah says, all men are dogs. Some are good, some are bad, but dogs they all are. Circling around there with their one-track minds. Yes, these days, true romance is hard to find. So she escapes to Bollywood and dreams of what could be. She sings along with Hindi songs, somewhat out of key. Jana, 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 kiri, paya, bore. Lana, jana, jana, kira, dildore, yuni. Beti, jiva, mira. Your shrine, you know I cannot tell you what goes on in this heart of mine, but you see how I look at you. Surely you feel that my aim is true. So when you dream of Bollywood, please include me. Sing a song that my love will set you free. Jana, 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 kiri paya bole. Jana, 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 kira dildo ne yuni. Beti jiva mira.
Guitarist Randy California, drummer Ed Cassidy, keyboardist Jay Ferguson, John Locke keyboards as well, and Mark Andes, bassist. The group known as Spirit, with a track called Elijah from their very first album from 1968. Before that, with a tune called Elijah, is a new record by Paul Newmy. It's from his new release entitled Something Sacred. The Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back.